With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. The State Fish and Wildlife Commission has set official goals for the number of grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem if the animal is taken off the endangered species list, as is expected later this year.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
The Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, or NCDE, contains Glacier National Park and parts of 5 national forests and 4 wilderness areas, along with other land. It's estimated that it's home to more than 1,000 grizzly bears, the largest population in the continental U.S. The rule approved Thursday dictates that wildlife managers must be 90% sure that there are at least 800 bears in what's known as the Demographic Monitoring Area, or a zone of about 16,000 square miles within the NCDE. It also requires that female grizzlies with cubs must be present in most of the area. And it says biologists will monitor the movement of bears in between the NCDE and other grizzly populations in Montana. Cecily Costello, a grizzly bear biologist with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, said the grizzly population in the area appears healthy.
Our survival rate for females is well above the threshold, and our mortality numbers for males and females are well below the thresholds.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to propose withdrawing the animal from Endangered Species Act protections this fall. In order to do so, the state of Montana has to demonstrate that there will be no continued threat to the grizzly's population. This rule is one step in that direction.
We all know what the grizzly bear means to this state, to Indian tribes, to the nation, and to the future of wild places.
Hal Harper, one of more than a dozen people who offered comment at the hearing in Helena, said the state needs to ensure that tribes have a voice in the delisting process and that it should focus on preserving habitat for grizzlies.
You want to give the Montana Grizz the best shot at survival well into the future. Do what you can to help preserve these wild lands for the state of Montana.
Most comments focused on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service conservation strategy for the bear, a 6-chapter, 300-page document. A draft was put up for public comment in 2013, but there's been no comment period for the revised document in the 5 years since.
We continue to have concerns that the complete conservation strategy has not, in any meaningful way, had a public comment period.
Bethany Cotton, the Wildlife Program Director for Wild Earth Guardians, said there's been lots of changes to the massive document in the last 5 years. Others, like Brian Peck, an independent wildlife consultant from Columbia Falls, cited U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's written promise to take comment.
The comment period by FWP in no way absolves the Fish and Wildlife Service from keeping its word and its responsibility to hold the promised public comment period on the conservation strategy.
Peck also said agreeing to protect 800 bears when the population is over 1,000 just doesn't make sense.
If you had $1,000 in the bank and went to withdraw it, and they only would give you 800 of those dollars, you'd be looking for another bank.
Others said they're concerned about increasing conflict between bears and landowners as the species population and range continues to expand. The 60-day public comment period for the rule passed Thursday will open on August 24th and will include 4 public hearings. The rule will likely go into effect in late December. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.